Off the Ball Breakfast.
Honestly, I'm always fascinated by those things, you know. Pat Kenny could be walking around and he could be unbelievable at Normal Hill, but he would never have tried it. Who? Pat Kenny.
All right.
Anyone? You.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
The Six Nations on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
This is News Talk.
We're down here in Cove Pirates. Edwin Adagbo set to make his international debut today against Italy in the Six Nations. Very proud day for the club, Nicola.
Yeah, extremely proud. This is an inspirational day. This is an inspirational day now for everybody. And we're here on a Saturday morning where the minis are out in the pitch and, you know, getting ready to show off their rugby skills. And, like, he is such a huge role model for all of those kids now, coming from a junior club, a non-rugby playing school, into the Munster Academy, and all the pathway right now to making the Irish squad. Like, any of the young boys and girls out there this morning would only be just so happy if they could, you know, fulfil their dreams just like Edwin.
And a completely non-traditional way heading in, he was actually down here watching his younger brother Sean playing, I believe.
Sorry, say that again.
He was down here watching his younger brother Sean playing.
This is how he came in. Yeah. Absolutely. Apparently, he was going on down to the tennis club was persuaded by his by people on the team to come this way, and thankfully he did, and the rest is history, as they say, you know. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You had the pleasure of coaching him while he was younger.
I did. Yeah, I did, and you know, he was. Always courteous, always a gentleman, really, before his time, never any trouble. On the metrics of behaviour on a bus, he was top of the class, didn't cause any problems on the bus, which is always very important at under 13 level. He was a pleasure, really. Yeah.
But he was 13 when he took up rugby.
Yes.
Was it evident pretty early on that he was going to be a bit of a star?
Yes, in the sense that physically he was had all the attributes, and you felt that he was going somewhere, and he picked it up really quickly, and that was probably now due to his coaches, really forward coach Ray Dignam, who was really influential, I would have thought, in his first year, he was like a sponge, and you know, so much so that the team above us, the 14s, they were taking him from us on the weekends that we weren't playing. So, you know, he clearly took it onto it very quickly. Yeah, absolutely.
His size is, and his power are, like, such attributes of his, but what else do you think it is that makes him so special?
Well, it is just his physical presence, but also he's got a skill level that is kind of not really always that evident until you kind of watch him later. His athleticism, really, and the physicality. Yeah. I mean, we started him off in the centre, which was not exactly where he was going to end up, but the idea was to give it to him, and let him run, because, you know, he had those attributes, that was only about one or two games, and quickly he went into the forwards, and he came on from there, and to where he is now. Yeah.
Richie hasn't had the most straightforward of runs. He's been dogged by injury the last couple of years. It shows a lot of resilience for him to come back, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And just reflect back to your last question as well, one of the standout things about Edwin as well is the fact that the knocks that he's had, as you mentioned there, it would be rare for someone at his age to come back from one of the injuries that they have, but to come back from multiple injuries and to show the grit and determination that he did. As part of his rehabilitation, he kept very close contact with the club here as well, and he could be found here at any random time doing his training, very low key. He'd be on the bottom pitch here where no one would see him going through his drills, or he could be up in the gym at early hours when there's nobody around, just getting the work done. And I suppose that's a testament to the grit and determination that he has, and it's proven him well to get to where he is today.
It showed as well the talent that he had, and you were saying earlier that Munster kind of kept him on even though he had...
So his pathway, in a sense, he's finished his academy term when he got offered a full the full senior contract, and at that time he was also injured, so it was evident then as the ability that he had, and the future that he had in the sport, and was seen by people who know an awful lot more rugby, or know an awful lot more about rugby than what we do, and then it happened twice, And he's still back. So as we know, he's only back this season after the most recent injury. And to go from this, the start of this season just now into the Irish squad is truly massive.
And how important is it for Cove Pirates as a rugby club to have someone on the international stage?
I've been asked that numerous times over the last few days, and each time I'm asked that, I struggle to put it into words, as does everyone else in the club. I suppose, to go back to what Nicholas said there a while ago, it's about our sixes, sevens, eights and nines that are here there today, and they see Edwin coming in the gates to watch the underage games, and he comes up to watch our adult games as well, and to have him as a role model who is still very much part of the fabric of the club, like, there's no better role model than that for any junior club, or any senior club for that matter.
You've been getting a lot of well wishes from other junior clubs around the country.
Yeah, and offer tickets for the game, which generally are like hen's teeth, but in fairness, anyone that has a spare ticket, their first port to call in the last couple of days has been to Cove to see if anybody wants to go to just to be part of Edwin's big day, you know.
And you're going to show the match here, Nicola? You're expecting a big crowd?
Yeah, we are. Like, to be fair, James Stanton, our bar manager, always does an epic match day up here in Cove Pirates Clubhouse. Now, we're going to bring in pretty much as many people as we can who have been involved with Edwin over the years. Myself, Kevin will be here, and Richie, and our committee, our trustees, some of his teachers from his secondary school, Cloche de Mira, and more of the coaches. Now, obviously, some people are going to hit the road to Dublin and see the man live, please God, when he does come on. And I'd say the roar from the Cove Pirates supporters will be absolutely, and the Cork supporters will be absolutely epic when, please God, Edwin comes on the pitch, Donna the Gansey, like. So we're really, really looking forward to it.
Will you be very nervous watching the game if it comes on, Chris?
Yeah, sure, certainly. But having said all that, full confidence in him. You know, you've seen him playing for Munster, and he was seamless. He gets into the game seamlessly. So nervous, but confident too. Yeah, I would say.
Richie, we saw Andy Farrell during the week speaking about the journey that Edwin's had so far. We've also seen some projections of him up on Belvedere Castle. What's the atmosphere like around Cove as a town in general?
Yeah, it's fantastic, and fair play to Jonathan out in Belvedere Castle. They're very proactive across all the clubs in Cove. And again, the well wishes that we're getting from the other local clubs, I won't name any in case I leave somebody out, but it's been fantastic. I mean, not a Cove native of myself, but having to go back to the time where Sonia Sullivan was still competing, and it's akin to that kind of atmosphere across the whole island.
There's a right buzz around the place, so
I'm glad. Oh, there is, yeah, absolutely. Like, even, I suppose, I have kids that are in the secondary school, and I'm teaching over in Carrigaline, and they know my affiliation to Cove Pirates. We always have the bit of banter in class, you know, but when they saw Edwin getting onto the squad, they even said to me, nice one, miss, you know. So, look, it's spreading across the harbour to Carrigaline as much as it is around the town here. But yeah, we're just extremely proud, and as Richie said, like, you cannot reiterate how important it is for a junior club to have someone of Edwin's stature being chosen for the squad, you know, and coming through the way that he has.
And best luck. I'd say I better let you go because you've probably got cakes and everything to be filling ahead of the day.
Thanks a million.
The Six Nations on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. This is News Talk.